Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Christine Blackburn. Welcome to Storyworthy. Now, if this is your first time listening, well, you've got a lot of choices. You can scroll through the back catalog of over 10 years and find your favorite comedian or performer to listen to, or check out the topics because there are some fantastic true stories on this show. For instance, maybe you want to hear about Kevin Nealon working at a strip club in Point Barrow, Alaska. Or maybe you want to hear about Allie Gertz and the car accident that changed her life. Or you can go back in the catalog and hear from Larry King, who's been on the show three different times. Or maybe you want to hear from Bobcat Goldthwait and how he performed for the Juggalos. Or maybe you want to hear a story from the hilarious Randy Sklar about taking his wife on a hot air balloon ride that crashed. Anywhere you want to start is perfect, you guys. So welcome to the show. Please follow Storyworthy on social media at Storyworthy. And make sure you check out Story Smash, the storytelling game show, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube every Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I've got expert judges like comedians Blaine Kapach, Kira Sultanovich, Felicia Michaels, and judges like Danny Zucker, Mark DiCarlo, Ed Krasnick, and so many other fabulous guests. Don't forget, you guys, Story Smash every Friday night at 7 p.m. on YouTube and Facebook. And again, enjoy Storyworthy. If you have any emails you'd like to send over, feel free to email me directly, ChristineBlackburn1@gmail.com. And don't forget, you guys, make it a Storyworthy week.
Wake up to Pepsi. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
We've talked about New Coke.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's only fair that we put Pepsi on trial.
We are nothing if not fair.
The cola wars will always rage in our hearts. And Pepsi AM is on trial. The soda for breakfast.
I mean, I love it. I love soda. I love breakfast. What's not to like?
This was, from what I gathered, more of a direct attack at coffee drinkers than it is, say, Coca-Cola or other competitors. They were really going after coffee drinkers. Like, what are people drinking in the morning? Because I'm imagining they're like, listen, you know, we have people drinking Pepsi or cola at lunch and at dinner and at night, but not many people are drinking it for breakfast.
No, which is so misguided. The idea of a coffee drinker, like, turning to soda in the morning is so beyond. They should have been advertising it to me if I were of an age at that time to go, because I would drink like diet Mountain Dews every morning, honestly.
Before I quit soda, like probably well over 2 years ago, I would have diet Mountain Dew in the morning. Ugh, and I loved it.
I fucking love diet Mountain Dew. And I love, I mean, I love a Pepsi. I love a Coke. I don't discriminate. An energy drink in the morning with a cigarette. Like, I hope my mom's not listening to this because that was a
She's very against energy drinks.
She hates, she loves cigarettes though.
Loves cigarettes, hates the energy drink business.
That was a lot of my morning routine. And meditation, of course.
And we, you know, I always think about now, like the rise of Starbucks or coffee shops. Mm-hmm. And I always try to pinpoint when that really had its meteoric, what's the word?
Meteoric?
Meteoric rise?
Yeah.
Yeah. When did that happen?
Like a meteor.
Because it didn't happen. It's not like it's, well, it's been like that for 50 years. I mean, no. Yes, coffee, but the idea of the culture of a cafe and
yeah.
I know the show Friends really, you know, did a good job in making that a centerpiece of where they
definitely
got together. And the fact that anything can get turned into a Starbucks now.
For
and
sure.
Will.
For sure. Oh, it will, yeah.
Our KFC Pizza Hut combo.
I'm still reeling.
We went there to try to get it, and we were like, it's a Starbucks.
My heart is broken that KFC Taco Bell is now a Starbucks. There's I'll never be the same.
It was a rally burger kind mm-hmm. of more towards me, and mm-hmm. now it is a Starbucks.
I don't like it. I don't like it. It also, I think, coincides with the culture of fast food becoming breakfasty, too, where it's like if you're already a soda drinker – and you're going for fast food breakfast, like maybe you do want a soda. And that's pretty commonplace.
And from what I also found is it wasn't uncommon for people to drink soda at breakfast, but it was never really truly marketed. And mm-hmm. I feel like they were leaving money on the table. So they were like, we're going to go at them with Pepsi AM. And the idea of sodas really amping things up, like Jolt mm-hmm. Cola.
Remember
Jolt?
God, hell yeah.
Which was like, oh, you're hooked on Jolt? What's going on? Where'd
exactly.
you get Jolt?
It's like, does this have a critical amount of caffeine in it? Well, your heart might explode if you have more than three of these, but try. Get a six-pack. Bring it to the AV club.
And Pepsi was like, great, we're going to come up with something, which is not necessarily a bad idea.
No, everyone, face. Especially when, yeah, like people secretly drink soda in the morning. Like they do. Not so secretly. Here, we just talked about it.
But it was a huge failure. And from what I'm gathering and kind of what I, you know, I'm just using critical thinking, I think the fact is that people don't want to be told, hey, we know you're disgusting and drink soda for breakfast. So why don't we market something? I think people don't want to admit that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, listen, if I want to drink soda for breakfast, I want to do that in the privacy of
yeah,
my own
shamefully.
Home. I don't want to pick up Pepsi AM. I think they wanted to be like, if I'm going to drink, I'll just drink the regular soda for breakfast. I don't need something yeah. else to be told that.
That markets to everyone around me at the grocery store that I am a morning soda drinker specifically.
Back then, you know, talking about 1989, mm-hmm. coffee drinking wasn't what it is now by mm-hmm. any means.
No.
Soda consumption was only going to rise. So I've kind of been checking out like, so I'm just generally curious because yeah. I've been, I think, alive long enough and maybe some people are listening have been around long enough to kind of see when like, oh, yeah, that's right. You can't smoke on an airplane mm-hmm. or you have to wear a seatbelt. All these things that, you know, smoking in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I still remember going, oh, do you care if you sit in the smoking or non-smoking section?
Yeah.
And I know you were always like, I'll sit in the smoking section whether I'm smoking or not.
How about you just give me a bunch of cigarettes? I won't fly. And I'll smoke on the ground.
You'll make your own section. Yeah. But in 1989, Pepsi AM never even made it on the shelves.
Ugh,
it died on the vine in marketing research.
I'm sneakily looking up to see if I can buy you some Pepsi AM, but I can't find it.
Now it's Pepsi AD.
After death. Yeah,
yes. Or is it Anno Domini? I don't know.
Who knows? But that, I mean, that is something that I would be so exciting to me if I were, you know, had money to consume things and cognizant of it as a product. I also think like it could go in that direction of Pedialyte where people – there's like a weird hidden market for it. Like, you know how Pedialyte's good for hangovers where it's like Pepsi AM, you mix it with rum and you get like the hottest new college drink. I don't know. I'm really up for remarketing this, clearly.
It had 28% more caffeine mm-hmm. than regular Pepsi.
You got it.
That's great. But was still 77% less than coffee.
That's not good.
So you're really, yes, you're getting more of that. And maybe you don't need to drink one and a half cans to get that. One can would be like one and a half cans of Pepsi, which is, you know, mm-hmm. it's an increase, but it can't compete with coffee.
No. it's just, it's not even the same in the same universe, really.
So Pepsi AM and Diet Pepsi AM.
Oh, of course. When you're trying to keep your figure, but still want to be disgusting in the morning.
Caffeine, you know, suppresses appetite.
Mm-hmm. But all that stuff where it's like artificial sweeteners also coupled with like this caffeine derivative, coupled with just the taste of Pepsi, which also always is very like chemically. Again, I love it, but it just makes for this very strange experience, I assume.
According to CBS News, Pepsi has done a lot of brilliant things in their advertising mm-hmm. and new products, said Elliot Rossum of New Product Works. But this was not one of them.
No.
They did a test market in the Midwest.
Oh, that's your market. It should have been with 13-year-olds in the Midwest.
Phoenix, Arizona, Pittsburgh, you know, like some real, and some places in New York that, you know, there's not a ton of information on it because it never really made it anywhere, but it had some test markets and it was overwhelmingly bad because sodas, you know, they put out products all the time and you know, you're like, oh yeah, I remember liking that. And they took it off the shelves. This was, I guess, so bad for some reason. I think people really are precious about their rituals. Like morning,
for sure. Morning especially,
is for cereal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the idea of eating breakfast for dinner probably took a while for, you know, that to be a thing. And I think people really like the fact that, you know, coffee is in the morning and orange juice in the morning and Pepsi. It before 12:01? No.
No.
It's got to be after that.
That's very true. And again, if you're going to drink soda in the morning, you'll probably drink it covertly and not, you know, like some kind of jacked up Pepsi product.
So let's take a quick break. Mm-hmm. I'll come back for more breakfast soda.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
We are back.
I finished my breakfast soda. I would like another.
According to AP News, in 1990, Pepsi has stopped testing its extra kick Pepsi AM, although Pepsi will continue to test a market strategy aimed at luring coffee drinkers to its regular cola in the morning. And proposed slogan, Pepsi in the morning. That's it. I mean, I don't know.
You know what?
Somebody got paid for that.
Fucking get to it. I love it.
During that time, the percentage of soft drinks in the morning had risen to 15%. So people were doing it. I think they just wanted to do it without being told to do it or there's a specific product for it.
Also, like what? After 12, you can't drink Pepsi AM? Like it doesn't make sense. Yeah. Soda is for garbage people at any time of day.
In fairness, during that time, the percentage of soft drinks consumed in the morning had risen to 15% of all soda sales from 10% from the decade before. I'm assuming that they must have had questionnaires and did market research, like, when are you drinking soda? Yeah. And it makes sense. I mean, look, the bubbles feel good. There's caffeine. It gets you, get your insides going, I guess.
Yeah.
And coffee consumption was showing signs of declining during that time, which is kind of hard to believe. That's why I always kind of think of like, when did this all change? In 1990, Americans drank an average of 1.75 cups of coffee per person, down from its peak in 1962, and 3.12 cups per day.
Oh, three cups of coffee in the morning, three martinis in the afternoon.
And a nice healthy cigarette.
Five gin and tonics around 3 p.m.
And today it is more closer to that 3.2. Mm-hmm. And so it's gone back up. Soda's been on the decline since about 2001. So I'm like just looking at all these charts and I'm like, when did soda hit critical mass? And it seems like 2001, I think, you know, energy drinks, you know, took place of a lot of that. There's more competition. There's just, it's not just Pepsi and Coke and Mountain Dew and such.
And also, I mean, like health studies, I think people were getting a little bit more health conscious at that time. It wasn't like when you think about, again, all this soda marketing in the 80s and 90s where it was like pizza, soda, like it was more about food technology and what your food can taste like and what it can be marketed and packaged and be convenient to people.
And they, I mean, it was a cola war. And very seldomly do you, you know, hear the word war when it comes to, you might hear it as far as, you know, like a, in journalism, they might be like, hey, the war between this and that. But when soda manufacturers are proudly like, no, this is a war and we're going to win and we're putting you, you know, we're kind of making it awkward for you because you have to choose.
Yeah.
So we're on the street and drink this one. Which do you like better?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that.
Blind taste tests, all those like, what this? Okay. Really? Because this one's Pepsi. Like the reveal. Yeah, and also just the Super Bowl. Remember the Britney Spears Super Bowl commercials? Like all of the money that was being put into the bigger and better commercials. I mean, it still kind of is that, but not quite to the same extent.
I'm going to give you a little bonus. A little bonus for you because I know you want at least a story of a successful breakfast drink.
I would like that.
Pepsi did succeed for a short amount of time with Pepsi Kona. K-O-N-A. But that only lasted from May 1996 until 1997, only in the city of Philadelphia.
Oh,
the city of brotherly love. We've done many episodes about Philadelphia. It's where my brother lives. I've gone and visited. So, of course, in Philadelphia, they're like, give me freedom or give me a breakfast soda.
Is that a coffee-flavored soda?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. You know what? You shoot for the moon, you land on the stars. What about water, though?
What is water? What is water? What is that? What is that? What is water? Who is what? What is water?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.